Hello, hope everything's going well. Tyler Bryden here. Yesterday, on the way to a hockey game, old Tyler sitting at a light, took a bit of a rear end and might sit in my truck full stop. First time I've ever been hit by another car. Now, I've hit things in the past, but yesterday it was my turn to be hit. So that was fun. Nice when it's not your fault, but definitely still add some stress, add some things to your life, and add some morning of things that you don't necessarily want to do. And that's why I stand here before you, maybe not looking my best. Maybe not feeling my best, but still here a little bit later than normal, committing to the daily video that is created, which I've been pretty consistent at. I do say so myself, and I appreciate everyone who has noted that consistency. That has been a comment recently. I'm Tyler Bryden. I love creating these videos. It's a chance to practice, it's a chance to discuss. If you like these, like, comment, subscribe, comment for the algorithms, all that fun stuff. But just generally, shoot me a note. Love talking to you and love hearing about what you're interested in. If there's any insight I have, I'm more than happy to create some content. Today, I want to talk about something that is, first of all, when I'm like not 100% sure, days a little scrambled. What should I take a look at? First of all, I take a look, Google Trends. I see, hey, what's going on here? Is there anything that's really sticking out to me? A couple things. I've talked about Fed rate hike in the past. Shawn Mendes, pretty interesting stuff. But overall, what jumped out to me is Google stock, a big spike in searches here today, and that's in Canada specifically. And if I'm sure if I expand this to worldwide, or let's take the United States, maybe a little different. Not as popular, actually. Microsoft stock going up there. But I think there's something fascinating here, specifically about this topic, which Google stock went up, ends up almost 8% on the day up after their earnings. What's interesting, if you look year to date, down now only about 22%. It was actually at 28% over the year to date. So they've been hammered, but not hammered as much as some businesses. And overall, I think it's just because Google, Alphabet, whatever you want to call it, is one of the most just impressive businesses ever built. One of the things that was really interesting that came out of this and touched on in a couple articles here is that, and I'll link all these articles, these will be resources for you to check out if you're interested in, is that last week there was this just complete meltdown of Snapchat. Generally, the thought, the sort of sentiment around there was that digital advertising is going to see a massive pullback as we sort of a recession looms, and as people need to conserve budget, do more sort of control of where their ad spend is and just where their spend in a business is. And so that was a pretty scary thing for Google, for Alphabet, a business that relies primarily on advertising. And so in a way, there were some, like always, expectations about where the revenue is coming through from Google. There's obviously different entities that they have. They've YouTube, they've got sort of network display advertising, and then one of the biggest ones, one that we're mostly familiar with here. I don't think there's going to be a search ad here, but is a Google, basically Google search. And one of the reasons that this sticks out to me here is that search ad revenue actually beat expectations, while YouTube and other ones fell behind. What this sort of signals to me, and they say it in the sentence here, is that the primary takeaway is that search demand is persistent, even in a tough macro advertising environment, given its consistent and high ROI while benefiting from its diversification across online and offline, as well as verticals and geographies. And what I'm, as someone who spent many, many years in Google advertising, primarily doing search advertising, having the, I mean, dirty, dirty man advertising all the time and using all these analytics and all these things. But I've always had love for Google search because it's, instead of you trying to target audiences and demographics, where you're trying to sort of create intent or hope someone likes something, but because you've defined their persona as much as you can, search, someone is actually going through the effort of, first of all, processing, it's having a problem where they're processing this in their head, converting that into a phrase or search term, and then typing that into a search engine. And those searches have become more and more advanced, longer, more specific. And with that length, with that specific, oh my God, I'm not going to be able to get that word, but how specific those searches are, you can really start to identify and understand the intent of those advertisements. You can understand which ones are valuable, which ones are not. And what this does is allow you to be able to spend advertising, spend your advertising budget in a very focused way compared to some of the other channels. And all of these platforms have lost some of their impact, I think, because of the changes that Apple has made. There's more changes coming, and companies are preparing for, a macro change of cookies phasing out, and we're all still trying to understand even what's going to happen here. But generally, search, someone typing something, is still a very strong signal. When you combine that with the the geographic region, with qualities, with different sort of combinations of how you target, along with that search intent, there's a lot of power in there. And when I start to prioritize my own advertising budget, even on a small scale, I think of what truly is working for me. And I think first of all, organic search is a huge driver of success for Speak AI here, software business. And it has always been a big driver for me. And I used to run Google Ad Grants for nonprofits and see the impact that had when you set it up right. And so one of the biggest sort of funnels for advertising that I had always loved was income with search, tag, and then remarket to with display ads, and then obviously even maybe up the bids on search if they're searching again for similar things that you're also positioned to have answers for. And generally that, yes, you're spending money. Google has continued to take away the kinds of keywords or search terms that you may see in a report. Like, you used to see almost every search that come through. Now you're losing maybe, I would say, even 40% of those searches. There's lots of challenges about accuracy, all this stuff. But in a general way, even if you're spending money, they're not converting, you're getting a really good understanding of what the search was, what the query was, allowing you to modify, adjust, tighten that up in a very quick manner until you find a certain number of keywords and phrases and ad combinations that work. Generally, if you have a big enough customer, if you have enough customers or a big enough customer deal size, you can actually make that work at a profitable level. And that's a very exciting thing as a business. And then you start to look at other diversified channels, whether it's PR or Facebook or Instagram or even TikTok. The ROI might be more difficult to measure, and the targeting might be more difficult. And so actually, I think this signal that Google has given here is that search is here to stay, even with the changes that are happening, even in a tough environment. And that is why even with their, while their revenue grew, their profit went down. This signal was a huge win for people who are following the digital advertising space, following technology, and understanding what does the market environment, what does the business environment look like. And so I think that's, I'm not a stock investor. I am, but personally, I'm not informing anyone or anything or saying this X, Y, Z. I just think this is a really interesting insight that helps us paint a picture of maybe where we are from a market standpoint, from a business standpoint, and then possibly what the future holds. So I've got a couple links. Generally, I think there's a couple other insights that do come out of this. And it's like, this is huge, like remarkable growth for a business. It's just when you compare it to Google's previous growth, then it doesn't seem as impressive, but generally it's still absolutely incredible. Google has mentioned that they would implement a several week hiring freeze. So that's something else that is interesting to consider, even though it did still add 10,000 employees from the end of March to June is what I'm seeing here. And again, we'll share these links. And then again, a lot of fear around just in general, some of the earnings from, Twitter and Netflix and Snap and a bunch of these other companies here that are really sort of struggling, while showing that Google is being able to withstand a little bit of that pressure. And then because of that, we're seeing an increase in people buying, an increase in the stock. They did come after a 20-for-1 stock split in July 15th, 2022. So that was a really fascinating change that's made it more accessible. And just generally, I'm excited to, as always, as someone who, is part of this world, not just following what Google and Alphabet is doing in advertising, just in general, the innovation that they've had. I love YouTube. I'm posting this video on YouTube. I think they have such a huge impact on the world, and it's something worthwhile to consider. And There were some, challenges with Google Cloud revenue. There's notes from, their CFO about the uncertainty in the environment, and lots of, questions overall. But with this, the combination of the interest rate hike here, another 0.75. A lot of reports coming out. I haven't touched down into this Microsoft piece here yet, but I'll be taking a look and seeing if anything else comes out. And just in general, Google, even the CEO, Sundar, sent a memo, said that they're not immune to economic headwinds, that they need to be more entrepreneurial, work with greater urgency, sharper focus, and then more hunger. Generally we might see something like, maybe we've seen hiring freezes, but what do we see? Do we see some layoffs, maybe of duplicated roles, or where people aren't contributing in the same way that they were supposed to or should be in the environment that we're in? And we always think of Google and these cushy, cozy jobs and these great paying things and bus rides and these fancy offices and stuff. And when it comes to the entire business being impacted, maybe that changes a lot. So that's a little bit of my insight on Alphabet's earnings, Google's earnings, whatever. If you've been following this, we'd love you to hear any thoughts that you have. Always fascinating to see this, and lots of signals now coming out with Q2 over and these earnings reports coming out now from some of the biggest companies impacting the world today. So this has been Tyler Bryden. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you have a great rest of your day, and I look forward to making another video for you soon. Bye-bye.